You were just listening to Permanent Record by the Golden Dogs. So every week I come on this here, Jambalaya, and I tell you all that I don't know what to talk about, but it's so true. I started work actually yesterday, so maybe more story times can come from that. But I really just wish I could go through the archives of my life, like in a file, and be able to pull up any just like good story. What, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even have to be good. Just any story. I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I wish that my entire life was in like a filing cabinet and I could just pull out like every month of my life. How nice would that be? That's the problem of a Virgo moon, everybody. It's just, it would just be so nice. I always, and maybe this is because I'm an INFP. I'm so easy to make fun of. I think maybe because I'm just very sentimental and I like to have, I like to hold on to the past as much as possible. So I have like a memory box in my room, where I put like little receipts from fun days I had with my friends and, I guess like momentous occasions, but for me that could be anything because I feel like I can look back on it and make something out of it. Even if it maybe wasn't there to begin with. So that's been something that I've sort of been thinking about, especially in relation to the radio, because I want to talk about fun things and entertain everybody, but I think it'll come naturally if maybe I'm in a conversation and I'm talking to somebody about something. But, well, first of all, I'm sentimental. And the second point I wanted to make is that I tend to seek out experiences that I'll be able to tell, like, my future kids, but I don't even know if I want kids. So I'm, like, making these wacky memories and doing stuff that I probably shouldn't be doing, just to be able to, like, tell my 16-year-old kid that I was cool. But if they grab a hold of, like, what I'm saying right now, or literally anything, like, most of the things I've done, it wouldn't go my way. It wouldn't go that way. So, yeah, I've just been, that would actually be really nice. Like just a filing cabinet of memories that I've made in my life, that I could just look back at. But actually that might be not good for me because I overthink and like, I reflect a little bit too much. So maybe I would like just pass my days. Can you imagine if during quarantine we had all of our memories in a filing cabinet and somebody just drops it off? Miss Rona, compliments of Miss Rona. What a life, man. That's crazy. That would be terrible. Like right now I'm complaining about like how my quarantine is going. Imagine if I had a filing cabinet of all that stuff. I'm grateful. Wow. The privilege is real. I don't know who's getting filing cabinets, but anyways. Yeah, so this has been the last week. It hasn't. I didn't tell you anything. So I started working. I think, yeah, yesterday was my first day. It's so weird. Like I have to wear like a mask and like plexi. There's like plexiglass in front of the, I work as a receptionist. There's plexiglass in front of the desk. It's just odd. Also, I work in a chiropractic clinic. So I just don't know how we can keep clean. The government is really, they really don't care about the lives of the minimum wage workers, huh? It is crazy. But I don't even feel like it's still here because I guess things have quote unquote gone back to normal, but I know that that's not true. Even though I might like to think it is. That's been me. I would talk more, but I really have nothing else to say. Okay, so the next songs I'm going to be playing for you are Cold Fire by Begonia, fave. This album is so good. Fear. It's called Fear. It's so good. Anaphylaxis. I think that's how you pronounce it. By Pup. Airplane by Jessica Pratt. Can't Stay Here by Tokyo Police Club. And Late to Rest by Artemis. So yeah, I hope that you enjoy.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lazarus, and this is Climate Connections. In recent decades, the education of girls around the world has increased dramatically. But climate change threatens to reverse some of that progress. Extreme weather can increase poverty and force families to leave their homes. In Bangladesh, for example, coastal flooding has forced many poor, rural people to migrate to Dhaka, a crowded megacity. Sanye Gulsar-Korat is director of the Division of Gender Equality at UNESCO, a UN agency. She says when families are forced to migrate, girls often take on additional responsibilities.
They take care of their siblings, they take care of the disabled and the elderly. They are hired out as help to others. So in most cases, even when education possibilities exist, girls are not usually the ones who can take advantage.
She says families struggling to survive may also encourage their teenage daughters to get married.
This is one less mouth to feed,
which tends to cut short their education. So she says climate change could be life-altering for women and girls around the globe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
Breathing can't be regulated. Everything I used to love, now I hate it. And I can't say it's all because of you, but I'd like to. Seeing visions, seeing stars. For higher meaning, it always feels so far. I can't even say that I'm surprised. Should have guessed it the first day I looked into your eyes. Invited yourself over to my house. I wanted to love you, but I should have kicked you right out. Wasted time thinking that I earned it, but that's not right. Some days I dig a little deeper, and some I hold it all inside. I am the only keeper of the demons in my mind. I know I'm not the only one singing tired songs of love, getting all hung up when I should be over each mistake, indulging in a heartbreak where every move I make is the wrong one. When every day filled me with doubt, they said time is a healer. I didn't think I'd see my way out.
Thank you.
to and maybe just put it under your pillow till you're ready to let go.
You're listening.